This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A new federal proposal lays out how California, Arizona, and Nevada could have to use less Colorado River water starting in 2024. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackett says the plan is still being worked out.
One option, California would mostly be spared from cuts because the state has the oldest legal rights to use the river. Or the three states could move away from the law and share these water cuts more evenly.
Federal water officials said this year's strong snowpack won't make up for the decades-long drought that has reduced the West's water supplies. Reports to the anonymous student reporting system Safe to Tell were up last month. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The latest data show reports increased about 11% when compared to February. The program received more than 2,600 reports last month. Most of the reports were related to suicide threats, bullying, and school complaints. March reports included a person reporting that a student was inappropriately touching other students. The allegations were confirmed, parents were contacted, and the student was disciplined and offered counseling services. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The district attorney representing Fremont, Chaffee, and Park counties has been admonished by a judge for breaking rules around some cases. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
A state judge threw out a first-degree murder case in Fremont County to penalize the DA's pattern and practice of discovery violations. The judge also cited 20 other mishandled cases by the office of DA Linda Stanley. Several defense attorneys and some private citizens have lodged complaints about her office's handlings on a handful of serious criminal cases. And that office is under investigation by the Colorado State Supreme Court. Stanley is also under investigation by the Attorney Regulation Council. Her office did not return a call for comment. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
A new round of COVID-19 relief funds will be available for small businesses across Denver. The city council has added $5 million in federal money to a pandemic relief program. The program gives direct cash and technical assistance to small businesses that are recovering from the pandemic. This is CPR News.